the Fun Show, where OMG puts the FU in fun every Wednesday night on Cacti Radio.
The Fun Show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the Fun Show, yay! It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
Oh, I did that perfectly. We're on the air.
Hey, everyone. We're on the air, live from Roxy's Kitchen. I mean, OMG. Doesn't matter anymore. My mom already knows all about it. I'm sure she's told the whole family.
Who the hell's Roxy?
Huh?
I said, who the fuck's Roxy?
I don't know. Just some dumb chick that is always stealing my fucking name.
That retard on Facebook that I deleted last week.
I know. Why'd you delete her?
She's getting on my nerves. Fuck her.
Yeah. She's such a retard. I've got RBCP here co-hosting with me while I make a sandwich with lots of mustard, two types of cheeses, and turkey. And if you guys weren't in Tiny Chat earlier, you should get in Tiny Chat now, tinychat.com/phonelosers. And you can watch me make a sandwich, or actually you can't really see me make a sandwich, but you can know that that's what I'm doing.
It's so fitting because you're like a woman and you're in the kitchen and you're making a sandwich. Like a woman.
Yes,
should
it's very fitting. And if you probably missed it, but I showed everyone my two drawerfuls of cheese. I have just an insane amount of cheese because different things call for different types of cheese. And if you don't know that, I feel very sorry for you.
All I have is cheese slices.
Pathetic. What?
I said all I have in my fridge is cheese slices. I don't know how to use cheeses, you know.
You've got to have all different sorts of shredded cheese. I mean, there's Italian recipes that call for, you know, different types of cheese than the Mexican recipes.
I eat canned stuff. Like right now, I am having rice, chicken and carrot soup in a Frosted Flake bowl, and it's
wow,
that's
so fucking amazing. So anyway, I'm getting married to Rappy in Las Vegas, by the way.
Holy crap.
For those that have not heard, this is the official announcement. Save the date, DEF CON.
You get sound effects tonight.
DEF CON, baby. Whoa, I almost dropped the turkey.
Oh,
holy
my God.
Shit, that was really bad.
Oh, hey, can I make a quick 20-minute announcement about Jason Heckathorn?
20-minute announcement.
Yeah, I want to talk about Jason Heckathorn for 20 minutes.
You can have 2 minutes.
I'm kidding. I don't want to talk about him.
Oh, you just wanted to say his name.
Yeah, it's for the drinking game. I'm drinking four loco something. I'm maximizing my drinking potential because this has 12% alcohol. It's a 24-ounce drink, and it's only $2, so it's like drinking, it's the equivalent of drinking four beers, but at half the price, and half the liquid, so I don't pee all night.
Oh, you pee all night in your bed?
Yes, it's disgusting.
It's like Laugh Track, Matt.
Yep.
So how many listeners do we have now, just out of curiosity?
17 right now.
17, awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
So we should probably do something. Oh my God, I think she dropped something.
Oh my God.
Do we need to cut to music?
Somehow, my whole mic and everything, like my headphone, whatever you call it, the cord or the whatever, it got caught on the oven handle.
Oh, I thought you broke something. I thought I heard glass.
No, it was extremely tragic though, so
okay.
For those of you that listened to the Sunday show, and for those of you that haven't, go to cactiradio.com/fun show and download it right now. I had the problem of not being able to open my bottle of beer, which I needed to have because I'm very lonely, depressed, sad, crying, and cutting myself all the time now.
It's well, hilarious on Tiny Chat.
Hang on. Oh, shit. Oh, so instead of going next door and asking for a cup of bottle openers, like RBCP suggested, I went ahead and found my bottle opener today, and it was under a big pile of knives, steak knives.
Ah.
So I think when my ex-boyfriend packed it, he was trying to kill me.
Yeah, and also you have too much shit. Throw away some of those knives.
Yeah, I had a lot of knives. So now I can open up my beer, and I'm going to drink live on Tiny Chat after I finish my sandwich.
Hey, I have an amazing announcement. Is it okay if I do an announcement on your show? Well,
I didn't finish about Rappy, but go ahead.
Whatever. No, finish about
just
dumb
take
Rappy.
Take over my whole show. Go ahead. I'm listening.
It's related to your show.
Okay.
All right, tomorrow, Thursday, on... what's that thing called? Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Roxy is going to be interviewing Captain Crunch.
Again.
No, not again. It's like the show from like 2 months ago or whatever. And they're playing it on Hacker Public Radio, you know, on their podcast feed. And I told Captain Crunch about it today, and he's just all demand. He's like, give me the link. And he's like, do I need to be in a chat room with his heirs? And I'm like, no, it's a podcast. And... seriously, that's what he said. Yeah.
You can't just tell Captain Crunch something. That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
You can't just give him a tidbit of information and move him along.
Yeah. I just wanted to let him know I was going to be on there. I thought he'd feel better about his Cacti Radio interview if more people were listening. But yeah, if you want to hear the interview again, and it's got like, you know, Hacker Public Radio footers and headers, I think that's what they called. And stuff, you know. Go listen tomorrow.
I was also supposed to do an intro to it, and I never did, and they put it on anyway. So I just want to say thank you.
Yep, thanks. What's your face? HackerPublicRadio.org.
Yeah, I'm really bad, apparently, at following directions. So, all right. Well, oh, the wedding to Rappy. I know you guys want us to do the prank calls. We're going to do that in about 5 minutes here.
Yeah, because we're both eating right now.
Huh?
We're both eating.
Are you eating? I was eating, but I'm not going to eat on the air. I'm not that unprofessional.
Smoke but, weed every day.
I do not smoke weed every day, but I'm going to eat during my prank calls.
That wasn't Roxy's really talking just then.
Huh?
I said that wasn't Roxy talking just then. It was a clip.
Right. Thanks for clarifying. So, last week, Rappy asked me to marry him in Vegas. And I said, yes, we're just going to do the ceremony. We're not going to do the whole legal stuff because we're lazy. And Rappy and I are going to be very, very happy together.
In our long distance marriage.
Living in separate states and not having sex. And I'm not going to kiss him on the wedding day. I'm sorry, guys.
You're just going to have, you know, sex, emotionless sex with no kissing.
Right, exactly. That night.
Yep. Honeymoon.
Yeah, honeymoon.
We're all going to have to clear out of Samantha's room, so, you know, yeah. So you guys can go at it.
Captain Crunch might be the preacher. If I can get that arranged, I will. No, not really. I don't think he will, but... RBCP is going to object and profess his love for Rappy.
No, you're not supposed to tell people that.
Oh, well, it's your job.
Okay, I will, I promise.
Okay, and Laugh Track Matt is going to give me away. He's going to be my daddy.
Oh, Laugh Track Matt's in the chat room. Hi, Laugh Track Matt.
Yes, hi, Laugh Track Matt. He's going to be my daddy for the day and give me away to Rappy. So...
it's so fitting that while you're talking like Laugh Track Matt, you sound like Laugh Track Matt, because you're, like, cutting up. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I do?
You just were for a split second. You sound good otherwise.
Rob the Hyena is the ring bearer, because he's my son on Facebook. And
oh, my God. Brad, can we just make prank calls?
Brad is going to be the flower fag.
Yes.
that objects. So,
the flower fag that objects. So that's it, guys. I need, if you have any information about weddings in Vegas or any money for me, email me at omghacks.net. That's all spelled out. Like,
oh, crap.
omghacksdotnet at gmail.com.
Oh, crap. We weren't on the air for all of this.
Really?
No, just kidding.
Okay, you're an asshole. All right, so we're going to start the prank calls. The first thing I wanted to do was call a movie theater. And
Do you have movie theaters to call?
I have a movie theater. It's like a 800. It's a toll-free number, so I'm hoping it's like a customer. I really want to get a hold. Well, it says customer service, and it's actually not a toll-free number, but I'm hoping to get a hold of someone in a call center. That way they probably won't, like, rush us off the phone.
Ah, yeah. Hey, I do have, I don't know if they'll, yeah, they'll be open. I have the number to Eastgate. I used to work there, and we fucked with them a lot over the past 20 years.
Oh, okay. Do you think they'll actually talk to me?
I haven't called them in years.
Or will they be busy?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's 11:15, so they're probably not going to be that busy. It's usually pretty dead there. It's a pretty shitty theater.
Put the number in Skype, and I'll call it.
Okay. No, I'll call it.
Oh, okay. You call it. You're the host?
I think. I don't know.
Wow, that's weird.
I don't know how that works.
Hey, so, you don't know Skype. You've only been using it for 2 years.
Yeah, this is Eastgate in East Alton, Illinois.
Okay. I hope this works, because I have a pretty good idea.
I have the number memorized still from when I worked there.
You're such a fag.
This is a theater that me and Murdoch, we hacked their machine, and they had to take it down.
I can't believe we just talked about, like, announcements and shit. Whoa. Ow! Hang up!
Sorry. I was just waiting because I wondered what that was. It was a weird beep sound.
Oh, okay. You were ruining everyone's ears for yourself. You're so selfish.
I was so curious. Yeah, okay. I guess maybe they're closed or something. Maybe their last movie's over already.
Maybe,
I know the recording line number. That's useful, right?
Maybe they closed.
What, closed down?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm definitely not the host.
Oh, sorry.
So, I'm just going to give you the number. Hold on. It says customer service, so I'm hoping they're open and...
I have my doubts.
Willing to talk. Oh, I better put a plus one in front of that so you can click on it. And if they're not open, we'll call like a real movie theater and hope that they're not too busy to talk to us, put up with our bullshit.
Yay. I'll get some movie theater numbers for us.
Okay. I have some.
Mine are better.
I just put it in Skype.
Why don't I see it? Oh, you probably put it there. Okay, yes, I see it.
Yeah, okay. I put it in there.
Oklahoma.
You just can't see it.
Here it goes.
That's what she said.
It's not toll-free. It's Oklahoma.
I know. I said it wasn't toll-free.
Oh, okay.
I said, never mind, it's not. Never mind. I'm not going to backtrack.
Whatever.
I'm backpedaling right now. Oh, hurry the fuck up. Answer.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Moore Warren Theater guest service line. Our business hours are 12 noon till 10:30 p.m.
Oh, no.
Please leave us your name, number, and a brief message after the tone, and we will return your call as soon as we can.
Let's hack it.
Call 703-37.
Hello, voice messaging system. Enter the extension. You are calling at any time. If you don't know...
What?
Enter the extension.
Your office after hours.
I hit zero.
Is on duty now. You may leave a message by answer.
Blah. Okay.
Forget it. Chris Eller. Okay, guys. Because Brad's a host, my call-in number doesn't work. So.
Hey.
Hi, Chris Ellerbeck.
There he is. It's Chris Ellerbeck. 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 Ellerbeck.
Heckathorn. Heckathorn. Heckathorn.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I can't. You know. I'm here for long. I'm gonna
go to bed soon.
God, you were like that last night, too. You just, like, you don't want to talk to us anymore.
What? You know what? I've been really busy, okay?
Well, whatever. Well, doing what?
Well, I've been,
exactly. You're not busy.
And homework and filming videos and, yeah.
So many videos. I haven't seen any new videos posted.
Me either.
Well, I just filmed one today. And I've been mostly writing scripts for them.
Excuses.
Yep.
I have a million scripts.
So I'm doing a
and a million excuses.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to post the video by Friday.
What have you been up to?
Yeah.
Besides, ignoring us forever.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
I command you to listen to my show.
Sure.
I command you now, from now on, to listen to my show every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Central.
I'll listen to the podcast. I can't always.
That's good enough, isn't it, Roxy?
Yeah, it's good enough. Only because he's 14.
I'll try and call in once a month, okay?
Yay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, fuck off. Bye. Oh, this is a movie theater, Roxy, if you want to do something.
Yes, I wanted to do this. Okay. I hope Matt doesn't screw it up.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Showplace Icon Theater, located in the Shops at West End in St. Louis Park. For everyone 21 years or older, please feel free to stop in our thematically...
please feel free to watch our porn. It's our laugh track.
Yeah, it's like the old Matt. He's laughing.
Hi.
Hi.
I can't believe you're drinking Four Loko, dude.
Is that bad?
It's awesome.
I like it. It's flavored and stuff, and it's 12% alcohol.
It fucks you up. Don't drink, too.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Showplace Icon. This is Andy. How may I help you?
Hi, Andy. My name is Stacy. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, Andy?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Andy. My name is Stacy. How are you?
I'm good.
I was in there... Good. I was in there earlier. I had a little bit of a complaint. I didn't know if I could speak to a manager about it.
I am one of the managers.
One of them?
Yep, we have multiple on.
What are your credentials, please?
I'm one of the managers. I can handle any complaints that you might have, miss.
Okay. Let's see. Well, it's not really a complaint. It's more of a question, I guess.
Okay.
I was wondering if it would be okay, because last time I went in there, they told me I couldn't bring any soda in. I had like a Coke and a Pepsi.
Okay.
And I asked them if I can just bring in the Pepsi, and they said no. And I was like, well, what about just the Coke? And they said no. And I was like, well, what about both of them? They said no. I tried to shove it down my pants, but it was really obvious. And so I was just wondering if I ask you ahead of time, can I bring in the soda? Because I have like a medical soda problem.
Okay.
Is that okay?
It's actually manager discretion, so it really would depend on the manager that's working at the time you were coming in, because, it is a movie theater, so we really don't allow outside food and beverage. Some managers might not care, might let you bring it in.
But
some managers might.
I have a medical condition that requires me to have soda. I have like a medical condition, and I can't afford the amount of soda that I need to consume to keep my soda blood level up. Is way too high, and it would cost me way too much. A movie theater trip shouldn't cost me $100 just to stay alive.
No, it shouldn't.
I have a soda problem. I have to get soda transfusions, like infusions. Like,
really?
I'm being
soda
serious.
Infusion.
I'm being serious here. You're making fun of me, because I can tell you're laughing.
No offense, sounds kind of like a prank call.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm dying over here. No,
sorry,
really, I was just kidding about the transfusion. I was just being a smartass. No, I really just want to bring in some soda, because I'm kind of a diabetic. I have gestational diabetes?
Like I said, it's totally management discretion, whoever's working.
Okay, so you're working tonight, so can I come in tonight? Because I have gestational diabetes, I'm pregnant, and I have to have certain types of sugar, and I have to drink this special drink. It's like a soda.
Unfortunately, but, we're closed for the night, so no, it won't work.
What about, you don't have to be a smartass about it. Excuse me. How about tomorrow night? How about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I'm not working and I'm not sure who is.
God, you are a smartass. Can you check the schedule?
No, we're not allowed to give out that kind of information, who's working and stuff.
So I'm not allowed to know the manager tomorrow?
Nope, you can feel free to call tomorrow and ask, though. They'll let you know who's working and they'll give you to a manager tomorrow that you can ask that question to.
Wait, what did you say?
I said if you call tomorrow, you can ask for a manager, and they will happily answer any questions you might have.
Are you singing this right now?
Possibly, yes.
Okay, I'm going to get my brother on the phone.
Matt. Well, hey, you mouthing off? Huh?
Sugar. Did you hear the way he was talking to me? We're going to complain. What's your name? What's your name? We're going to complain.
Thank you for this fun call. It's been wonderful.
It's the fun show, so.
It's fun and it's also a show.
And it's fun.
Man, he knew it was a prank. I got way too outrageous, way too fast.
I don't understand why he knew.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He did soda transfusions.
What the hell?
I don't know.
I'm looking for West Coast theaters.
I totally screwed that one. I'm sorry, guys.
God, you suck, Roxy. No, it was funny. It was.
That's kind of the thing. It's like, fails are still fun.
It's kind of funny to be really obvious and see how long it takes for them to catch on, you know?
Why are movie theater managers always like the same type of guy like that? They're all like really smug, and I don't know. There's just like a certain type of guy that's a movie theater manager.
Yeah, I've got 15 high school kids working under me. Shit.
Yeah, you know, I was in this theater a couple of years ago in Salem. I was seeing Jumper. Have you guys ever seen Jumper? Mm-hmm. By myself, no. It was really pathetic. I was seeing Jumper.
That is bad.
I love that movie. That's an awesome. That's an awesome movie. But afterwards, I went up into this area they had with tables, and I got my laptop out, and I sat down for like 3 hours, and I was just like doing stuff on my laptop. And this guy with a ponytail and a goatee kept walking by and looking at me, and like finally he came over, and he got up the nerve to like say, "Do you have a ticket?"
Yeah.
It was like the movie theater manager. He was like scared to death of me. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, because you got that wild eye.
You're
very scared.
What's that?
You're a very scary individual.
Nah.
I almost said schedule visual.
You did. That would have been better. That would have been more accurate.
Speaking of schedule visuals, I found my bottle opener.
Yay!
And I'm going to open it now.
Is it just regular beer?
I'll go get another beer too, Chuck.
Hang on, let's see if we can hear this.
It's fun.
It's gonna
show.
It's gonna spill all over my computer.
You're gonna break your other computer now. I bet it doesn't have 12% alcohol like my Four Loko thing.
It is Dos Equis, and I don't know how much alcohol it has. It doesn't say, but it does say I should not consume this if I'm possibly pregnant.
Oh shit! Put that away, Roxy.
I haven't been laid in a while, so. I shouldn't be.
It's upwards of, like, you know, 7 days now.
Delicious beer.
Hey,
longer than that.
Hey, I have the phone number of that theater I was talking about. This one here is, like, in my city.
Okay,
awesome.
Hi, Lisa.
Wow.
I needed to talk to a manager,
please. Wait a minute. What was that? You're just like... Blah, 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 please. What the fuck was that, lady? I'm sorry, just put a manager on the phone.
Hey.
Hurry up.
Let me hurry up. Shut up, Roxy. Hurry the fuck up and just give me a damn manager. Holy fuck!
Both of you women, shut the fuck up and get me a manager. And it better not be a woman.
Hello.
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 Yeah, I had a little bit. I had a problem earlier.
Uh-huh.
I came into the movie theater and they told me I couldn't bring my soda in. I was just wondering why.
Because we're actually not allowed to let people.
Okay, that's not an excuse. That's really not an excuse because I have a medical problem.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What does soda have to do?
I have a medical.
Is it like a special type of soda?
Yes. It's Pepsi.
Pepsi. Okay. Well, normally, yes, our rules do imply that they're not workers are not allowed to let outside food and beverages. If you have a problem like that, when it
okay, now you're just talking way too much. No, you're talking way too much. I simply have a medical problem where I have to have soda, and your soda is way too damn expensive.
Okay, and then what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am, is that normally if you have a problem,
you're
like
not
that,
doing a very good job of trying to tell me anything.
If you'd let me finish. I would suggest next time if you need to bring a soda.
Are you telling me to shut up?
Bitch.
No, I'm trying to let you know that if you have a problem like that,
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. I can't understand you when. Spit it out.
I'm trying to tell you next time you come to the movie theater and you want to bring your soda, if you ask for a manager,
we would allow that for a medical reason. I didn't hear that first part. What was that first part?
Next time you, if you come into the movies, and you would like to bring your own soda for your medical reasons,
next time,
if you
like tomorrow.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm sorry. I'll let you finish. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So, really, I'll be really quiet.
You say that you need to bring your special soda for a medical reason, and you said
I didn't hear that part. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out what happened. You brought in a soda, and my employee said that you couldn't bring in outside food and beverages.
Yes, that's outrageous.
Okay, and did you express to them that it was for a medical reason?
Yes.
Okay, normally if that was the case, they would call me up. Unfortunately, this is the first time I'm hearing about this. And next time I would suggest when you come to the movies, if you need to bring your own soda for your medical reasons, and if one of the employees said something, I would ask to speak to a manager, and then a manager would allow like that. But on their level, no, they're not allowed to
and
have people bring in outside
me right
food
and now,
beverages.
And I find it very extremely rude.
I'm sorry that you find it extremely rude, ma'am, but I'm trying to explain to you that I'm sorry that that happened to you, and I'm trying to let you know for future reference.
You're trying too hard.
You know, our general manager will be in tomorrow. Maybe he can help you better. I can't explain to you.
Because you're a woman.
Because I'm a woman? Okay, I guess, can I have your name and your number?
Yeah, sure. It's Stacy.
Okay, and what is your phone number?
Wait, are you going to call me?
I'm going to have the general manager call you and explain the company policy to you.
Oh, well, I don't need a company policy.
Oh, I'm just letting you know, if you do need to bring in a soda for medical reasons, we understand that. And if you have a complaint with the workers not allowing you to do that, when you're at the movie theater, if you can ask them to call down a manager and you explain that
to
the manager.
Can I bring my own pillows? Is that okay?
Your own what?
Pillows.
Your own pillows? We try not to let too many things, but if you need, like, a pillow to lean against in a seat, I'm sure that would be accommodating.
I swear, we only had lice, like, a couple of times here. Like,
you've only what?
We had lice a couple of times.
You have had lice?
Yeah, but it's all fixed. Totally. Just no more lice. Like,
okay, I'm not really sure what that has to do with coming to the movies.
Oh, well, I just didn't want to get lice all over your movie seats. But, I mean, I can't guarantee. But, you know, like, one time I went to this movie theater, and they told me that, I can't bring in pillows because of the possibility of lice. And I said, I don't have any lice. And they said,
honestly,
yes,
that's the first time I've ever heard of that. I've worked here at this location for the last 3 years. That's
no,
really
you must
weird
not be very experienced. But it might
I'm
be
actually
because
the first
you're a woman.
Here. I'm trying to help you out, ma'am.
Well,
if
I'm trying to interrupt
movies,
you and make you pissed off, but it's you're holding.
No,
your
I'm really not mad at all. I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. I understand that you can't have the soda here. It's like you said, it's outrageously expensive.
You did a very good job. You did a very good job not yelling at me. Thank you.
I wouldn't want to yell at you. But, you know.
Well, I'm going to bring a pilo in with lice and some crabs to get all over your seats. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. You have a nice day. Thank you.
That was pretty good.
I'm totally bringing crabs to movie theater right now. I have crabs.
That was pretty good. Do you Thanks. Not like listen to anything though? We should get the manager's name.
Hey Roxy, I want
to
do this.
No, I was just trying to interrupt her all the time just to piss her off.
I know.
Kinda like
that was funny.
Kind of like I did with the chips where I told the lady, I was like, I promise I'm not going to eat any more chips. The bag, I'm putting
I remember
it up.
That was great.
And then she starts talking and I eat a chip like right then. I love gaining people's trust and then totally blowing it out of the water. It's amazing.
Hey, Roxy.
So, yeah.
I want to call this theater next, but if I want to like maybe talk to him, but if I don't say anything right away, then it's yours, okay? And there's a reason for it, because I might know this guy.
Oh, okay. Well, are you scared?
No, I'm not scared. I just don't want him to know who I am. I mean, okay. I just don't want him to know that I'm pranking him.
Okay, you're scared. Go ahead. Let's
see. Thanks for calling Lancaster Mall, Stadium 11. This is Monica.
Hello. I was in there earlier today, and I think I left something behind in the theater, and I was wondering if it had been turned in.
What item were you looking for?
Well, I was seeing, what's that movie? The one about the girl and the dreams and the insane asylum.
What's Sucker that? Punch?
No, that's not it. Anyway, did anyone turn in anything?
Okay, you know, we may have had a few different themes turned in. I haven't seen it myself yet, so we'd have to know, like, what it is.
It was a 24-pack of Bud Light.
Okay. Yeah, that it's not something that we've had turned in. And you may... it doesn't sound like that movie was familiar. So are you sure it was the Lancaster Mall movie theater?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I only go to Lancaster Mall. But nobody's turned in, like, a 24-pack of Bud Light?
Not that I've seen. Let me go ahead in just one moment and I can talk to...
Do you think one of your employees might have taken it without telling you that they found it? They just drank it.
Well, I'll let them know and ask. We'll find out.
Okay. Because, you know, if your employee stole it, I'm going to call the police. Because that's beer, and they're probably underage anyway. Ma'am? What the fuck? She's supposed to get mad.
She's supposed to get mad. She went to get a manager.
By the way, I demand that Rob the Hyena be more amused with our pranks, because he just looks... like angry.
Yeah, he's not laughing on Tiny Chat tonight.
What the fuck, Rob? Be happy.
Hi, Rob.
We love you, Rob.
We should just hang up on this lady. Fractal's calling.
Is he?
Your prank sucked, Brad.
Shut up.
Yeah. You have to answer it next time. I transferred it to you, and it wouldn't.
Oh, was it a New
and
Jersey
we,
number?
We still have to call Corwin too, because Corwin has an idea.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, my Skype can handle plenty of people, so, unlike yours.
Yeah.
So we can put everyone on.
Oh, yeah, put everyone on. Oh, yeah.
Fractal, call back, and Corwin.
Yeah, Fractal, call back. And Corwin, call in. It's
It's phoneloser.org.
Oh,
is he going to call on Skype? Or?
Yeah, he can call on Skype, phoneloser.org.
Yeah, phoneloser.org.
Call in now, Corwin.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, Rob.
I'm going to send you the phone number.
It's phone loser.
Corwin, turn your radio down. Holy shit.
That's Rob.
Oh, Rob. Rob, you know better than that.
What the fuck? I turned it off.
What the fuck, Rob?
Yeah, what the fuck, Rob? Corwin, call in. We've got this phone number that we're going to call for you. So it was your idea. So, you know.
Still on hold looking for that case of beer.
Checking all the theaters.
She didn't realize what it was, I guess.
Well, she had to. I did that to Eastgate once. I said the exact same thing to them, and they were pissed. They're like, we're going to call the cops. We know what number you're calling from.
No, Corwin said he's too scared.
What? Okay. Oh, really?
Okay, we're going to... All right, Brad, pick it up. I just transferred it to you.
Okay. I'm going to stay on the phone with this theater all night.
Corwin's fucking crazy. I tell you what.
Who's he scared of?
Nuts. I don't know. Hey, Corwin, you're a pussy.
What?
You're a pussy, Corwin.
That's true.
Okay.
I'm so glad you finally shaved that ferret off your neck, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Neck beards for the win.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stop masturbating. We're going to do this call, and I gave Brad the number.
Oh, my God.
The 678 number?
Are you going to do it, Corwin? Yes.
Georgia number. I'll do it, don't worry. She can only talk to me anyway.
If the theater picks up, they're going to hear our prank call.
Good.
I don't think this is going to be that funny, to be honest, except Corwin's really crazy, so it might.
Oh, my God.
It's always funny as long as Corwin's involved.
Hello?
Hey, baby, what's up?
Sleep.
Are you playing with your pussy right now?
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. Sorry, but it was not turned in at all tonight.
It's so. Cool. Don't worry about it.
Yes, and fuck off.
Honey, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. Like, I was totally, like, calling my ball sack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you can continue pulling it.
Whoa. I was pulling my... Did you say pulling my ball sack?
Yes.
How much do I have to pay you to pull my ball sack?
I'll pull it for free.
Really?
Yeah, as long as I can pull it from here to Texas.
I think you can, actually. I've done that before.
Really? Good. Oh, I was, like, really close to falling asleep, and then the phone rang.
Were you falling asleep with beer?
No.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, it is. Stop saying that. It's not helping.
Okay, you know what, Corwin? You suck. Your ideas suck.
Okay, okay.
Ma'am.
You're supposed to offer her money for sex, and it didn't work.
I didn't do it.
Ma'am.
You're such a pussy, Corwin.
Ma'am.
I hate you.
Can you hear me, ma'am? Ma'am? Hey,
what?
I hope you get hit by a bus in the morning.
Will you have a four-way with us?
I hope you get hit by a bus tomorrow morning.
Whoa, what the fuck?
And I hope Corwin gets hit by a bus, too.
Me, too.
And I hope you don't die right away. I hope it's painful.
This is so retarded. Let's hang up and go back to what we were doing.
No,
please. Keep
her on the line. She's good.
How's
no,
she good?
No, she's not good. She's just horny.
Ma'am, you're boring, and
we hate
you.
No, she's not.
Everyone here
you're
hates
boring
you.
The shit out of me, woman. And hang up on Corwin.
Okay.
Whoa.
Who votes for hanging up on this retarded bitch?
I do. I do. Here's
my vote.
Yay.
Come on. We only have like 17 minutes left. Come on.
She was good, dude.
What do you mean she was good?
Oh, my God.
That's my vote. Stop singing.
Oh, God. This show is going down the toilet, literally. Thanks a lot, Corwin.
You guys just got owned.
Okay, listen. No, do you want another movie theater, you guys? And,
yes,
and I won't talk this time, I promise.
Okay, good.
No, you
I won't okay. One. I'll smile for you.
Hey, Roxy.
Okay.
Roxy,
yes.
Can you do the thing where you leave behind say you left behind
a stillborn child.
Yeah, we'll do that at one, but no, say you left behind your drug paraphernalia, your needles and your heroin.
No, I'm going to say that I left behind some crabs.
You got to say drugs though.
No, I'll do drug paraphernalia. I've been wanting to do one for a while. like that.
Okay, okay, Rob, you do it. And then after we're going to do crabs. Oh, God, please hang up on that. He's flushing the toilet on my show. Come on.
That's not as bad as I'm peeing on the show.
Matt, don't do potty stuff on the show, please.
Okay.
It's my show, damn it.
It's only funny on the phone show.
You're the boss, Rob.
And yes,
it's not
I really, am.
It's not actually OMG. Funny on the phone show.
I've been waiting forever to hear those words, by the way. Come on, answer.
Thank you for calling Regal Entertainment Group, Stadium, Stadium 11. Sorry we are unable to take your call at this time. Internet users can access daily showtime information by visiting www.fandango.com.
Okay.
Let's prank call
Corwin.
Okay. Let me call this last theater.
Okay, ring, ring. Okay.
I'm still on the line, you fags. Come on.
Damn, it wouldn't work out that good, then.
You're the fag.
Come on, I gotta call that movie theater. I need my stash.
You and your pink shirt. Oh, okay, this is yours, Rob.
Ah, nice.
Hello, and thanks for calling Regal 93 Theaters. This is Jeff. How may I help you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jeff. Hey. I was there a little while ago, and I left something behind in the theater, and I was wondering if you guys have already cleaned it.
I just got done cleaning all the theaters. What did you lose?
It was a bag.
We don't have any bags. I didn't find any.
You sure? Maybe do you have a lost and found?
We do. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe someone dropped it off.
Lost and found.
It'd be like a small bag. You know, it's something that could have been missed. Maybe it's in the theater. Which ones did you clean already?
I cleaned all of them. I can check the list.
Yeah, because, did you clean number 5? Because I hopped over there real quick. I was in, you know, did you clean that one?
We don't have a number 5, sir.
No, the 5th one down. I don't know the
number. We don't have 5 theaters. We're from Corvallis. Are you calling the right theater?
Oh, maybe. Let's see. There were 5 doors. I turned left, and there was, like, one door. There was, like, 5 doors.
Uh-huh. What movie did you see?
Oh, God. Was that one with the, had the guys from Pineapple Express? Because my friends, we really like that movie. That's actually kind of why I lost the baggie that I had. Because we were going to see those guys. And
Your Highness hasn't come out yet.
What's that?
That movie hasn't come out yet.
No, not that movie. The one with the guy from Pineapple Express.
James Franco.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's Your Highness. It doesn't come out till Friday.
No, not that movie. The other one that he was in.
127 Hours.
Yeah, that's it.
That came out about 4 months ago.
Oh, I don't really remember what I saw. I was pretty pretty gone by the time that the movie started, so.
Uh-huh.
I just remember that those guys were in it.
Yeah, I haven't had any of anything found like that. So,
are you sure? Because I'm missing something really important. And if you took it, that's cool. But you can keep some of it. I mean, I'm not a problem with that. But I kind of need it back because I'm gonna get my ass totally kicked if I don't.
I understand that. If you want to come in and come look, you're welcome to.
Yeah, I really kind of wanted someone there to find it for me because if I like have to leave the party I'm at right now, they're gonna know something's up, and yeah, that's not gonna be good. My buddy Brad's gonna totally beat the shit out of me. So if you could look around a little bit, maybe find it for me, that would be great.
I already looked in all the theaters, and I have people outside. So. I mean, you're welcome to come back and look, but I didn't find anything, so.
Did you, like, look up towards the back? Because that's where we were, and I don't remember too well. I just remember we were in the back, we were a couple doors down, and it probably smells really bad in that corner. So if you go to that corner, that's probably where you're going to find it.
Yeah, I didn't smell or see anything, so.
Are you sure? Because my friends, they were sitting in the seat next to me, and they're both in the same seat, and they were pretty much going at it pretty hot, heavy. So if it smells, if it just smells like, you know, old socks and vagina blood, that's exactly the right spot. So if you could look underneath the chairs right there, you'd be right on task.
Do you want to leave your name with me, and if I find anything, I can give you a call back?
Yeah, no, man. I mean, unless you're cool, I'm not really gonna be cool leaving my name.
I understand that. Okay, well, if we find anything, how are we gonna contact you?
Actually, you know, there's a little card stapled onto the bag. It's it's kind of like my business card, and it's got a number on there, and it's got a cell phone number, and you can call that. It probably is just going to beep a couple times, but it'll have your number, and then I can call you back.
All right, that sounds good. If we find it, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, that's cool, and I'll give you like a little commission if you find it. So, and my friend, she's pretty wild. You want to maybe get some of that action too? Because she was the one in that seat, and like I said, you'll smell it when you get over in the corner. You'll smell her all over it. So I wouldn't touch it though. She kind of has like kind of has like crabs. So right, you're definitely going to want to.
I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, so you're going to want to probably clean – when you find it, you want to also, like, clean all the seats around there now that I think about it because she's got some nasty crabs.
All right, so, dude. All right, buddy. I'll give you a call.
All right, thanks, man. Bye. Take care.
God bless.
Vagina blood?
I think the problem is that we're calling Oregon theaters and everybody
– and you were asking about a movie that isn't out yet. You need to know it's out.
Oh, Rob, didn't you see what I posted? You should have said you were in Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Hey, I've got a really good idea that Corwin also had, but it was really my idea. So if you can call another.
Yeah, fuck Corwin. He doesn't know anything.
I actually thought about it before he said. Here, guys, let me call the movie theater. Hurry up. Hurry the fuck up right now.
You want me to just call a random theater?
Yes. Okay. Hurry the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm out of Oregon theaters. Let me find some others.
Okay, we only have 9 minutes left.
Listen to this. Oh, no, we've got extra minutes because we started late.
Oh, God.
Listen, I'm on regalmovietheaterwhatever.com, and I'm looking for states. I tried Utah, and it's like, there are no theaters in this state. So why the fuck is Utah even on their list? Why is it on their drop-down menu?
Brad, stop analyzing everything and just...
Okay. Washington. Oh. Are there ones in Washington? Ooh, look, Washington. Okay.
He likes to analyze.
I'm into analyzing.
Who doesn't?
Okay, I'm getting ready to call one. It's going to be exciting. Oh, I have an announcement. Can I make an announcement while you're making your prank call?
No. Wait till I'm done.
God.
Thank you for calling Regal Auburn Stadium 17. This is TJ. How may I help you?
Wow, you don't even know. Okay, anyway. Sorry, I just... put a big fat sandwich out. I lost something when I was there earlier.
You lost something here?
Yeah, I just said that. Turkey sandwich. Hello?
What was the item you lost?
I don't know. I didn't actually lose it. It's embarrassing. I left something really important in there. I want to know if you guys can look. I might have left kind of a mess as well.
A mess.
All right, I'll just say it. I lost my virginity. I just want to know if I can get it back. And
you can.
Do you have any virginity there?
Do we have what?
Virginity. I lost mine. But I have crabs now, but I don't have my virginity anymore. I'm just wondering if you can get it for me.
Hey, baby, did they find your hymen?
No. I really need my virginity back. I would appreciate it if you would go look, ma'am, for my virginity.
Can you please hold for a sec?
Oh, I can hold for the longest, as long as you want me to.
Okay, just a sec.
If you know what I mean.
I really want my virginity back. Seriously. How does she not know what I'm talking about? I thought she'd hang up on me.
Dude, she said you can, like, once.
She thinks you're talking about your virgin cell phone.
Yeah. Say it's a virgin cell phone to the boss.
I want my virginity black right now.
Roxy, do you like my unibrow?
Hey, I still have the box that my virginity came in. Someone just messaged me with that. I only shaved half my cooter. Isn't that weird? I just, like, shaved the top half, and then I was like, fuck it.
Virginity receipt.
I need a receipt for my virginity. Lady, if you can't find my virginity, I'm going to need a receipt.
There was a transaction.
That you received it. Yes.
Thank you for holding. This is Joel. How can I help you?
Hi, Joel. My name's Stacy. I kind of lost my virginity while I was there. I was wondering if you guys could find it for me and give it back.
Your what?
You heard me.
No, I didn't.
You're being a smartass. I said... Sorry, I'm eating a sandwich. I'm sorry, hold on. Yummy. I lost my virginity while I was in there. And I might have...
Yeah,
I mean... Okay, bye.
You need to tell you.
Take all that meat out of your mouth before you talk.
I like how he announced that he was hanging up before.
Yes, I love it when they announce, like...
You have, like, lost my approval.
Hang up. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm shaking my head at the telephone.
He's showing you a thing or two.
Like, he's giving you a millisecond to make up for it. Like, I'm hanging up. Okay, no, I'm not.
It's like people that get pissed off on forums, and they're like, okay, that's fine, everybody. I'm leaving these forums. I'm deleting my account right now. I'm never coming back.
Blink, blink, blink.
He's a drama queen.
So I totally left behind some crabs, though. I don't know if... I lost my virginity, but I received crabs. And
you should have started that manager call, like, a transaction occurred tonight. I've got all the paperwork.
I think you should try that one again, Roxy.
Okay.
Let's do an after show for, like, 3 hours.
No.
We have enough.
I have, like, so many men that I need to call tonight.
We have enough Four Loko.
You are such a tramp.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Like, since we have all this 3 hours extra, I need to make an announcement
quick. Wait. It's because...
Hey, announcement.
Breaking news.
Wait.
What?
You said since. You're supposed to say because. It's
no.
Grammatically incorrect.
You need to adapt to the English language. That's going to be my thing I say every time you make fun of my since because... issues.
Right. So Fuckers because
spend
what?
Half their life typing LOL nowadays. Shut up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So listen. The N.
Spit it out already.
The N, who I've been making out with on Tiny Chat, he has a voice bridge thing that he made, I guess, apparently.
Oh,
like,
yes. I forgot to tell everyone about that.
Yeah. Area code.
You do my job for me.
AftertheTone.org. I guess he runs that. Like, I didn't know that. But apparently,
yeah, he
maybe.
Runs it, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool. Everyone should call the voice bridge, like, maybe after the show. Or just turn off the show and start calling it right now. But it's area code. Write this down. 253-397-1819. And that's the same area code that we just pranked the theater in. 253. So, 253.
I just wanted...
Huh? 253-397-1819. Shut up, Matt. Now I have to say it again. 253-397.
Wait. I don't have a pen. Hold on. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Area code. 253.
Wait. Area code. Do I have to write down area code?
How's he have an area code 253? He's like in Netherlands. I think we have to dial a Netherlands country code first.
No. It's a US number.
Is he in Netherlands? I was thinking...
Yes, he is. And he wakes up at 5 a.m. every Wednesday, or I guess Thursday, just to hear my show.
Yeah, right. He's up for other reasons. He doesn't give a shit about
you. He does. No, he wakes up at 5 a.m. just for my show. He told me, and I believe everything people tell me on the internet all the time.
Area code 253-397-1819.
1918?
1819.
1989.
Yep, 1989. Everyone call that. Okay, here's,
all right.
Here's
I can do one more prank call, and then I'm going to bed. And
no,
you guys
two more. It's
up.
Shut up.
Two more, Roxy. Two more.
You, don't tell me to shut up.
Go have a Four Loko.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to talk to... Do you guys have a Lost and Found?
1 second, please.
Lost.
I cannot wait more than 1 second, so hurry the fuck up.
Uno momento.
One Mississippi.
Don't fuck with my call.
What the hell?
Another beer time.
Hi, Brent.
Hi. Sorry, I was watching Jeopardy. I just wanted to ask you, do you guys have like a lost and found? Because I actually lost something and I found something in the same night.
What you lose?
It was this. I had a specific transaction happen at your theater. And I got a receipt for it and everything. Oh, fuck my ass.
Okay, you had a transaction?
Yes, I had a transaction that occurred. I gave someone my virginity and they gave me a receipt for it, and I lost my virginity, and I can't find it. I was just wondering if you had any virginity there for me to find.
Nope, sorry. I think we lost it, too.
And I think I have crabs, like, all over the place right now in your movie theater. Because I lost my virginity, but I received crabs, and they're crawling around in your hair right now.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
In your vagina. I'm going to hang up on you.
Did he say that?
Can we call another one? Yeah. And I tell him I'm from the CDC and that we've had an outbreak of crabs in their movie theater.
Yes.
As long as it's short, because
bed bugs.
An outbreak of virginity loss.
Roxy has to do one more prank call. She can't.
No, I don't want to do it. I want Rob to do it with a dot matrix printer in the background.
Yeah, no, Roxy.
Rob's going
to
do this one.
The one with the stillbirth.
Yeah, this is the fun show. We don't give a fuck about Rob.
Roxy, do a stillbirth in the toilet.
We put the FU in fun.
Cinemas, this is my speaking. How may I help you?
Hey.
Hey, yeah, this is Roy from the CDC.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had several complaints for people in your area. They've contracted some genital lice, more commonly known as crabs, while at your movie theater. And I wanted to check to make sure that you're sanitizing the seats properly after every use.
I will get a manager for you.
Yeah, you can do that. That'd be great. You need to hurry up.
Hurry the fuck up.
How can we abuse people and they still stay on the phone?
Hello?
Roxy, you're like, sorry, I was watching Jeopardy.
Yes, I was.
Hi, this is Mickey. How may I help you?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Roy. I'm with the CDC. We've had several complaints. Hang on, I've got to print up a list here. I got to read some names. Hang on, I gotta turn on my printer. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. I'm printing out right now. All right. I'm looking at some names here coming out. I got a list of people that were at your movie theater and they've complained to us that they picked up some lice infections from your seats, mainly in their pubic region, more commonly known as crabs, and I want to make sure that you're adequately washing down the seats after every use.
Okay, let me write this down. Hold on.
Yeah, you should do that. You should write this down. You should write down whether or not you... No, this is serious. No, I need to know whether or not you're washing down these seats. I got over 100 complaints of people with crabs. You think I want to be hearing this at, you know, late in the evening? I don't need to deal with this crap. We got other serious diseases, and we got a movie theater who doesn't know how to wash their seats.
And you're with who?
I'm Roy. I'm with the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've got several complaints about people with crabs. Now, I want to need to know, have you been washing your seats properly?
Yes, we have cleaning every night after the shows end, at the end
clean,
of the night.
No, do you clean them after every showing? You know, if someone sits down and
not
gets up.
Not after every showing at the end of the night of the day.
Oh, but you realize that people do disgusting things in movie theaters. They, you know, they do terribly disgusting things. And you know, they're over there, you know, touching themselves and doing other inappropriate things, watching disgusting, you know, films that you have, and then other people sit down, little children, and they get terrible, terrible, you know, vagina lice. It's just not, it's not acceptable. And I need to know if you're properly washing your seats.
Do the people who complain, do they have an idea which auditorium they were in? When were they here?
They didn't.
Can I get the information?
I can't give out personal information about people with crabs, ma'am. That's just not appropriate. All of your movie theaters right now could be contaminated with horrible, horrible dick mites. Could be contaminated with dick mites. Do you understand how serious this is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm coughing because I deal with diseases all day long. Do you think I need to deal with dick mites? The last thing I need to do is have to deal with, you know, a movie theater that doesn't know how to wash all their disgusting human filth off the seats. What do you plan to do about this?
I'm going to pass the information along to my general manager who handles this kind of issue and to our corporate departments and everybody who's the right people to contact about these kind of complaints.
Is your general manager on, general manager on duty right now?
No, he's not.
All right. Is there someone above you or below you right now?
No.
Because if there's someone below you,
is there a number I should give them to call?
Is there? I'm gonna have to check with. I'm gonna check with my manager to see if there's a number. Hold on. Hey, Stacy, you do we have a callback number for the center here that they can use to get in contact with you?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm on the call now. I was listening. You really need to clear out your throat. Right now, you sound disgusting. Go do that.
I will.
All right. Go gargle some garlic. Ma'am, I have a phone number for you. Can you write it down?
Yeah.
Okay, he can leave a message on this number for me as well. It's 48-240-4050. I mean, we have a serious dick mite problem, and we need to get rid of it right now.
Never heard of that.
You've never heard of dick mites?
No.
Are you laughing, ma'am?
What was that?
Are you laughing right now? Because this is serious.
No, I've been totally serious.
Sounded like you were laughing.
And do you know what area you guys this was reported in?
Well, your area, ma'am. Don't be a smartass.
Wait, what area is this? I'm just checking my facts to make sure you guys aren't calling with jokes or playing on pranks on the phone.
Oh, right. This is a big fucking joke to you, isn't it?
You're very unprofessional in the manner you're speaking.
Thank you.
So, I'm working on my professional courtesy while you guys need to work on yours also.
Okay. If you would quit being a smartass.
I'll pass this information on to my general manager.
Is there anything I can help you with, ma'am? Because you're just blabbering on and on.
You called me.
Yeah,
okay.
But
This is wasting my time talking to you guys.
Yes, bye.
Because you guys are very unprofessional.
Okay, just hang up. Mm-hmm. Good. Just hang up. Just don't talk about it. Just do it. Hang up the fucking phone. Right now, do it.
Maybe I won't pass this information along because you guys
maybe you should hang up the fucking phone.
Uncourteous.
You just like confrontation? Hang up the phone. That's a direct order from me, your superior at the government CDC.
You can hang up the phone too because you're not my superior.
No, I think you're gonna hang up the phone. Nope. I'm not hanging up. Really I'm not stupid. Hanging up. I'm you're not really hanging stupid. Up. So how's the weather? Because I'm not hanging up.
Okay,
let's see
well,
who hangs up first.
You have a good night. Bye.
She called you,
you
a bitch.
Hang up right now.
Holy shit. I think you she won, was Roxy.
She didn't want to hang up. I mean,
I think
what
you
was
won
that? I think I did win the hang up game.
Yay.
You know what?
Should
do that with people, you know? tell them that they're not going to, like, you're going to hang up first, not
you
me.
You hang up. You're scared.
Yeah, you hang up. See how long? Because when you confront people with that and they feel like you're giving them an order, it makes them resist and not want to do it.
Exactly.
Perfect example right there.
I just love when she didn't know what crabs were. I'm like, dick mites.
We have a serious dick mite problem here. We got mites dicking
Roxy,
all over the place.
Roxy, that's the
and we
title.
We got dicks miting.
That's
got
to be the title of this show.
Dick mites. We're dick miting it up over here.
This is the best ending to a show ever.
Yeah.
That prank call.
It's not for ending. It was 3 hours.
What's that?
Do you have my outro music?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what do you have? I've never listened.
I have mites. Everybody, go to cacti.radio.com/funshow and download all my crap, and I don't really give a shit if you listen next week, so bye.
Oh, wait, Roxy, I have an announcement.
Oh, hurry up.
It's really important. It's about Rappy McRapperson, your future, what? Your fiancé. He gave me his earliest two albums, and they're fucking amazing, and I'm going to play them, like, right after this, like, right after the show's over.
Okay.
Like, both of them. Wigger from Jesus and the Trash Can one.
Okay, you're allowed to do that.
I'm going to do that. Like, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
She's so polite.
Fight the man.
I'll be listening to them at the same time as all of you.
Balanced breakfast.
Good night, everyone. Sleep tight. Don't let the beige box bugs bite your butthole.
And watch out for dick mites.
The fucking dick mites.
Drink your water. Drink your water.
And God bless.
God bless you. All.
Hang up the phone.
Huh?
Hang up the phone, motherfucker.
Who's that?
Hey, I'm telling you just to hang up that phone right now. Hang it up. Put that down.
What are you talking about?
Put it down, man.
I ain't putting nothing down.
You put that phone down, motherfucker.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hang up that phone.
I ain't hang up nothing, man.
Hang up that phone.
You called here.
You don't hang up that phone right now, I'm coming down there and kick your ass.
Hey, come on down.
I'll come down there.
Come on down.
Oh, you're looking for your ass kicked.
Well, come on down.
You just hang up that phone right now.
Hey, come on down.
Motherfucker, are you hanging up that phone?
Well, come on down here.
I will come down.
Come on down.
Listen, pal.
Come on down.
You hang up the phone right now. You just hang it up. You just put that phone down right now.
Our phone rang, I picked it up. That's all.
Motherfucker, you don't put this phone down, I'll eat your mother's brains.
Hey, come on down here then.
I'll come down here with a ball-peen hammer, motherfucker.
Now come on down.
Where are you at? I'll come down. You hang up that phone right now.
Now.
You don't hang up that fucking phone, you're dead, man. You're
dead. I ain't
hanging
up nothing,
hey, you're dead, man. You hang up that phone.
I ain't hanging up nothing.
Put my brother on, you don't hang up that phone. Yeah, now you're going to hang up the phone because you're scared.
That was it.
That was awesome.
Are we on? We're not on the air anymore,
oh,
are we?
Of course not. No, of course not. That's okay. We're not on, that's crazy talk, Roxy.